Okay, so this might be a long recording. Because I want to do my contract justice, and I want to talk about the rules and what they mean to me. Because what good is a contract with your master if it doesn't mean anything to you? You know what I mean? Sorry, scratch my head. So, if you don't mind, I'm gonna relax and read this for you and wait while I talk to you. So, yeah, okay. We signed this contract, about a month ago. We had a private collaring ceremony, and since then I have worn a day collar, which is kind of like a, we had it custom made on Etsy, a kind of chain type thing that I wear around my neck that cannot come off unless you cut it. So it's sterling silver and it's beautiful. I never want to take it off for as long as I live. I know what it's like to be 100,000% devoted to making your master happy, and it's not always easy. So I'm gonna read the first five rules and the beginning part of the contract in this recording, and then I'll read the rest of it if in another one, because I don't want it to be like obscenely long, if that makes any sense. Okay, so this is really, really private and personal and makes me nervous to talk about it. Okay. And of course, the cars outside are being very loud and annoying. Okay. The purpose of this contract is to A, state the full mutual consent of the undersigned in regards to this relationship. B, explain the responsibilities and duties of both owner and pet. C, define safe words slash signals and their use. D, explain the use of punishment. E, foster a greater sense of communication between respective parties. Upon the signing of this contract, I, blank, which is filled with my name on the written, printed out copy, further referred to as Kitten, immediately surrender any and all human rights, possessions, and privileges, and is afforded the status of a pet under the ownership of blank, which is his name, further referred to as owner, and is considered his property for the duration of the contract. Surrendered human privileges include, but are not limited to, and these are things that he can take away from me at any moment. I've signed away my rights to them. He has given me authorization to use them if I need to or if I want to in the meantime, but he can take away those privileges and I don't have any say in it. So surrendered human privileges include but are not limited to standing up, speech, use of hands or fingers, use of toilet facilities, use of furniture, including beds, clothing, eating, drinking slash eating out of non-bull objects, and the ability to say no in either actions or words. He has enacted several of those already at various points. Additional items may be discussed and added. So, it it's quite degrading to know that somebody else can take away authorization to do any of that stuff at any time, and there's no negotiation, there's no back and forth, it's just, I have to do as I'm told. And that really, really gets me off, but at the same time, this kind of agreement requires a lot of trust. Sorry, I'm getting off track. Beginning and termination. The terms of the contract can begin any time after Kitten has signed. All rights are surrendered at this point, and pet status is assumed. The contract is considered void at either owner's or Kitten's discretion. Kitten must be released from all restraints and slave status at the termination of the contract. So, if for some reason one of us isn't happy, we have, obviously, we can terminate it, but I don't see that happening. We've been together for many years, and I think this just helps to solidify our bond. Okay, so provisions of the contract. These are like the rules. And I said I would be the first five to start out with. 1. Owner understands Kitten's desire to be reduced to pet status and desires no special treatment that would not be afforded to a biological feline. 2. Both owner and kitten agree to mutually respect each other at all times. When one party feels that they are not being respected, they are to address it with the other party immediately. I put that one in there. I brought that up to my master because I am not naturally submissive. I want to be. I strive to be. That's something that I want in my life. I want to be good at letting go and letting him handle it, but that's not my natural inclination. And sometimes I get mouthy, and sometimes I know that I'm disrespectful, and I need him to call me out on that and remind me of my place. Three, Kitten agrees to address owner as sir or master or daddy while alone, unless otherwise directed. Owner may address Kitten in any way he so chooses. Once in a while, I'll still slip and say his real first name, but most of the time, when I text him, I say, "Good morning, sir. How is your day, sir? Can I have bacon for lunch, sir?" When we're at home, via text, I say sir a lot. And when we're at home, I tend to use daddy. So, like, "Daddy, can you come watch TV with me? Daddy, I need you to fuck me tonight. Daddy, can you help me reach this can while I cook dinner?" When something really, when I want something to have weight, or I know, want him to know that I'm being super serious, that's when I'll use master. I don't use that frequently, because the way that it feels in my mouth feels not fluid, not natural. But I'll use it when I feel that it's necessary. So, like, when he's punishing me, or when he's about to tie me up. I'm getting distracted. 4. Kitten understands that once this contract is in effect, she has no free will unless it is given to her, and unless a safe word is invoked or owner stops play. She will remain owner's pet until he releases her. That's the free will thing. And yeah, it's kind of touched on other things, but it's very explicit here. And that adds to a lot. And number five, this is all that I'm gonna do for right now. I'm gonna do the rest of it. If anybody wants me to, but five, kitten agrees to behave in a manner reflecting of owner, and will be conscientious that all of her actions reflect upon him. Kitten is obligated to change her behavior to better suit the owner at any time and for any reason, as requested by the owner, either verbally or non-verbally. I propose to add that, and the reason why is because sometimes I act in a way that is not the best, especially around, you know, his friends. I get too involved in being one of the guys, and I go too far. Or, you know, when I smoked, he hated that I smoked, and he didn't want me to. And so I wanted to add that in, because I wanted to change, and I wanted to make sure that he was happy with my behaviors. And even if he doesn't say anything, if we're at a dinner with somebody and he wants me to change my behavior, we know each other well enough and we've known each other long enough that he can look at me and I'll know what he doesn't like that I'm doing. I'll know, you know, what he's after. So he can look at me and I can address my behavior to his needs and his desires accordingly. So that's the first five rules of my contract. There are 20. So if anybody wants to hear more, again, I just didn't want it to go for forever.